Well, ladies, this is the part of the program where we open up our Bibles. We are in the first chapter. Actually, we're now in the second chapter of Genesis today. And I'm looking at that. We're in lesson four. And if you've missed any of these, you can just catch up on our website, naomistable.com, under the Bible Studies tab. And our teacher, Connie Stampfel, is back with us today. Hi, Connie. How are you doing?
I am well. Thank you.
Well, what are we going to be learning about in this lesson today?
Well, today we are going to learn about the seventh day, God's day of rest, and how that is such a blessing for us as humans. And then we're going to go on and find out some more about some details about the creation of man and woman and what God meant for them to be and do.
Well, today's Bible lesson, ladies, is from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. So just a short little section here. And it says this: "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation."
All right. Thank you, Amy. And so here we see the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And just that host of them really refers to everything in the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars. And I'll refer you all to Deuteronomy 4:19, where it talks about that again. And there's other scriptures that talks about the host of heaven. But really what we're going to be focusing on today is about how God rested, meaning he ceased from the work of creation. And truly it's going to be because it's an example to us as humans. We need rest. And actually Shabbat or Sabbath is the Hebrew word for rest. And so our word for Sabbath comes and means rest. But truly, we also understand that God himself does not need rest. And several scriptures tell us that he is continually working to sustain creation. And so, Amy, if you'd read Isaiah and John, that'll help us understand this
concept. All right. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint nor grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable." And then in John, in the New Testament, in that gospel, chapter 5, verses 16 through 17 says, "And this was why the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, 'My Father is working until now, and I am working.'"
Yes, thank you, Amy. And actually, it's a comfort for us as humans to understand that God never slumbers, he never sleeps, he never rests, because he is full-time controlling and ruling and guiding the universe. And that means he's always available to us. He's never on a timeout or away or on vacation. We can always come to him. Another concept we need to see in this scripture, though, is that God blessed the Sabbath, and it was for man's benefit. And Jesus told us that, because in Mark he talks about it, and he's told people when they were fussing about what the disciples were doing on the Sabbath, he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." And so again, Jesus was not about following rules, but understanding the meaning of the Sabbath. And truly, we're going to find out that Sabbath rest really means to be in God's presence and to enjoy him and to worship him. A couple other points, though. We'll see from the Old Testament view, from the Hebrew people's view, part of the Sabbath was truly to rest from work. And that's what happened when they were given the Ten Commandments, because Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11, talks again what that Sabbath was to look like for the people of Israel.
And it looked like this. It said, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy."
Thank you, Amy. And in that verse, just as in our Genesis verse, it talks about God making the Sabbath holy. And that word holy only occurs once in all of Genesis. And so it's set apart for a special reason. And truly what we're going to find as we go through the rest of Scripture and work through things is God making something holy means it's a special place. And it has to do with him dwelling with his people. Later on, the Hebrew people will have the tabernacle and the temple, but we here in the New Testament have the Holy Spirit living within us now, and one day we will physically be in God's presence. That will be the true Sabbath rest. There's a couple other concepts about Sabbath rest that we'll just talk about briefly here. One is that for the people of Israel, because again, Moses is writing at the time of the Exodus, and so he's teaching those Hebrew people who their God is and what their history is and what God is doing in their life. But part of their Sabbath rest is that God was leading them from slavery in Egypt into the promised land, because the promised land was called their place of rest. And so in our study guide, there's a passage from Deuteronomy 5, 12 to 13, which talks about observing the Sabbath day. And then verse 15 tells us something very important about in that passage. And it says, "You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." And what we find is that for the children of Israel, keeping the Sabbath really had to do with trusting God and resting, because he'd provided for their needs the other 6 days of the week, and now they could rest.
All right. Here's a verse in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 8 through 11. "You shall not do according to all that we are doing here today, everyone doing whatever is right in his own eyes, for you have not yet as yet come to rest and to the inheritance that the Lord your God is giving you. But when you go over the Jordan and live in the land the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, and when he gives you rest from all your enemies around so that you live in safety, then to the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name dwell there, there you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the contribution that you present, and all your finest vow offerings that you vow to the Lord."
Yes, Amy. And here we see again, we're talking about that rest is involved in a place to worship God. And it's going to be the tabernacle initially, and then later the temple, the place where God dwells. And then finally, the final concept of Sabbath rest is that we in the New Testament understand that we are given a rest from the slavery to sin and our futile working for righteousness, because we cannot earn our way back to God. Matthew 11, 28 to 29 says it so beautifully. It says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." That is Jesus' promise to each and everyone who comes to him and believes in him. Last concept we're going to go through today is then again, God made the Sabbath holy. It's sanctified. It's set apart. It's a day for man to enjoy God's presence and worship. And there's a beautiful verse from Psalm 95 I'd like you to read, Amy, please.
All right. And it's just a verse 2 here. It says, "Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise."
Yes. And so that was the whole purpose of the Sabbath rest. And we can imagine Adam and Eve being in God's presence and just enjoying being with him, worshiping him for who he was before there was any sin or anything wrong in the world. And then truly, we know that as believers, there is an ultimate Sabbath rest where, because of what Jesus Christ has done, he's redeemed us and reconciled us. Eventually, we will be in God's presence in heaven. And that's because sin will be done away with. And we're going to just highlight a couple verses. I have several on the sheet, but we're going to look at 1 Romans 5, verse 1, which I'll let Amy read.
It says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ."
Excellent. And then we're going to go back to Revelation, and there's that beautiful verse of the end of all things and how things will be brought to the beautiful culmination of how things should have been, but actually probably are even better than they were in the beginning.
All right, this is Revelation chapter 21, the first four verses. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.'"
Yes, and that's what we hope for and long for, even while now we can enjoy God's presence with us, even in this life.
Amen. Well, ladies, you've got some homework to do, just a little bit. There's some discussion questions on our website, and we hope you go there under the Bible Studies tab and just check out this book of Genesis today. Connie, thank you so much. Nancy LeMay and I will be back in just a moment to talk a little bit more about what you just heard.